Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode. I'm so glad to be able to share with you today and to speak with you about what God has given me and just about God's word. I'm going to be reading from Galatians 2:20, King James Version. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The New Living Translation reads, same scripture, Galatians 2:20, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Romans 12:1-2, King James. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does this mean? We must give our God our all, our bodies. Our bodies include our limbs and everything that we have inside, our minds, our hearts, all that we are, we give to God. We give him our all. We are a living sacrifice. Not like in the Old Testament where they had to sacrifice the lamb and the lamb's blood would atone for sins. But Jesus now is our lamb who died for our sins because he loved us so much. So in turn, we are to love him and present ourselves as a living sacrifice, loving him back through following his word and telling others of his goodness. We do what is pleasing to God through the word of God, not changing or conforming to what the world does, because the world is full of sin, doing their own thing. The world does not love God. The world is self-pleasing, unloving, unrighteous. So we are to do things pleasing to God and not be like the pattern of the world or conforming to worldly lifestyle or views, but changing, being better, being holy, loving, having faith in God, having faith in the Almighty, renewing our minds, making our minds anew through Christ by reading our Bibles to know God, checking our actions and thoughts with the Word of God. We must be what God wants us to be, staying steadfast in him, not doing what others do, not doing things like people who don't trust or believe in God or have faith. Some people have faith some days and other days they don't have faith, and in some days they have faith and some days they're doing their own thing. We must be fully committed to God in all that we do, following God's word, allowing God to change our hearts and minds to be holy and loving to him. and always loving him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." If we go back one verse, it says in Jeremiah 29:12, "Then ye shall call upon me, and I will hearken unto you." God loves us so hearts from him. The word says in Romans 8:5, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit." 8:6-7, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." And then verse 8 says, "So they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Carnal mind is hostile to God. It is a sinful nature. It is the allowance of the control of a sinful nature which can never please God. Dictionary.com defines carnality as pertaining to or characterized by the flesh or the body, its passions and appetites, sensual, carnal pleasures, not spiritual, merely human, temporal, worldly. A man of secular rather than carnal leanings. Romans 8:10-16 says, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Amen. I also wanted to look at, if we just go to the New Living Translation of that same scripture, and it's just amazing how when we go and we kind of research the scriptures and even the different translation, how they read, it just says, verse 15, "So you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. So now we call him Abba, Father, for his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." How powerful is that? That we are his children. He loves us so much, you know, to call him Father. We can call him Father. We are to walk in righteousness, because God loves us so much. I want to read another scripture, Galatians 5:11. And I'm going to go there now. But this time I'm going to read the New Living Translation, because I think it really gives clarity, especially for maybe those who, you know, don't know the word so well, and maybe they might have trouble understanding. Galatians 5 and 11. Okay, just being patient. So it says, I believe it's 5 and 11. I wanted to read. Just want to, oh, I'm sorry, 5 and 19. Okay, so it says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then in verse 22, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Verse 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. We are to walk in righteousness, putting off the old man and putting on the new man, submitting ourselves to Christ Jesus. Jesus wants us to commit ourselves to him, to commit ourselves to God, to commit our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before him. God wants us to know him intimately. He wants us to know him as Abba Father, that we can come to him as children, knowing that he will supply our every need according to his riches and glory, that he will strengthen us even in the hard times. He will give us peace when there is no peace. He will be our friend when there's no friend. He will be our comforter. God wants you to know his perfect love, and he wants you to know that he is always there for us. So, and then in turn, he wants you to love him because he first loved us. And if we can just come to the point of loving God the way he loves us, there's no words that can explain the love of God. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. I give you the glory today, God. I just lift up those today listening, and I pray, oh God, that they give themselves totally to you. Help us, even myself, to give ourselves totally to you, Lord, in every way. Let us know your love, oh God. Let us know your compassion, your mercy, God, and your grace, God. Help us to know that you want us to be close to you, to know your perfect being, God, to know that you are always there for us, oh God. Lord, let us seek your face first, even in when we rise in the morning and then when we go to sleep at night, to seek you first, O God, to seek you first, the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness, God. For we know that through you, O God, that we will have peace, that we will have comfort, that you are our strength like no other, God, and that there are no other gods before you, God, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to seek you, God, each and every day, to fall on our knees before you, to depend on you, O God. Lord, clean us up, O God. Those, God, who
who are even coming to you now for the first time, God. Lord, forgive us of our sins, Lord. Forgive us for all unrighteousness, God. And Lord, we pray for those, God, that they would turn their hearts to you fully, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to know you, to know your goodness, to know your love, to know your righteousness, God. Show those who don't know you, open their eyes, God, to your kingdom and to your glory, to know how wonderful and how awesome you are, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God, our healer, our deliverer, our strong tower. We just thank you, God, today. We lift up those today. We lift them up, oh God, those who may be struggling in sin, God. We pray, oh God, that they would begin to seek your face. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those souls to come in. The souls to come in, whether from the north and the south, the east and the west, for the souls to come in to give their lives to you, O God, that their lives will be changed forever, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those who need healing, O God, healing in their minds and healing in their bodies today, God. Touch them, O God. Touch them and deliver in the name of Jesus. We break down strongholds today in Jesus' name. Every stronghold that is trying to come against God's people, we come against you by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful and mighty. Powerful and mighty. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name today. We lift you up and we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We worship you today, God. Hallelujah. There's someone listening today who needs your help, Lord. Send your rain into their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, rain down on them today, God. Bless them, O God. Let them know that you are with them, that they don't have to worry any longer, O God. In the name of Jesus, guide their minds, guide their thoughts, O God. Deliver them today. We pray for deliverance of those who are in drugs and alcohol right now. We pray for deliverance, taste of drugs and alcohol from their lips, from their bloodstreams today, God. We speak deliverance over them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we come against every demonic force that would cause those people to want the drugs and alcohol. We come against you right now in Jesus' name. We speak deliverance over the lives of those, oh God, who are under that bondage of drugs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We speak cleanliness in the blood, cleanliness in the mind, in Jesus' name, that taste will no longer be there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name that is above all names. Hallelujah. We speak wholeness into that person right now, whether it be a family member or whether it be someone listening. Lord, I pray for those again, for those overseas, oh God. For there are many. There are many who are seeking your face day in and day out, but they are under persecution. Lord, strengthen them. Strengthen their body, strengthen their mind, strengthen their spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that they can endure. But even so, Lord, those who are their captors, oh God, we pray right now, oh God, that even the captors' eyes be open right now. In the name of Jesus. That they would begin to see your face and know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 We speak favor for those, oh God, who are in countries, oh God, that there's no permission to read the word, that it is against the law to read the word of God or to worship you. Oh God, we pray for those, God. We pray for those who are being persecuted right now, Lord. Let your hedge of protection be around them. And we pray for deliverance, oh God, for them right now, that they would be set free in Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit, let your angels be there fighting battles in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. For those, oh God, maybe they were beaten, Lord, we pray right now for healing in their bodies, oh God, in their limbs. Strengthen the body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the widows and the orphans right now. Supply their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Fill their plates with food that they will not be hungry. In the name of Jesus, supply their every need. Clothing, oh God, toiletries, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray for those pastors and ministers overseas for their protection, but even the boldness to keep going on and going forth in your word without fear. But let them know, God, that you are with them, your Holy Spirit. Surround them. Surround those churches, whether they're meeting in homes or rooms. Surround them with your Holy Spirit today. In the name of Jesus, even those here in the United States, God, we pray for those who are sinners today. Change their hearts. Change their minds. Reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Reveal yourself. Send your word into their hearts and into their lives right now in Jesus' name. It might seem impossible, God. Some people have relatives, oh God, who are sinners and fighting against your word, and they don't believe who you are. Lord, begin to even show yourself in their dreams. Let them know that you are the King of Kings, that you are Abba Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, today, God, reveal yourself. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those souls, God, who are under bondage right now. We break those chains right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for those right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray for families. We pray for husbands and wives. We pray for children. In the name of Jesus. Aunts and uncles. In the name of Jesus. We glorify your name today. We speak salvation into families today. That souls will be saved and delivered and be set free. In Jesus' name. We give you the glory today and the honor. And we praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. Even those who are in the darkest place, God. Those who are in their darkest place, God. Send your word. Send your light, oh God. The light of your word, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We glorify you today. In Jesus' name, amen.